Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayechi, Chazak. We'd like to discuss today David HaMelech's sword. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, Rambam discussing the Halacha of a Moirid B'Malchus, the Rambam writes, Ve'ein LeMelech Rishus Laharoig Elo B'Sayif Bilvad. A king is only allowed to kill with a sword. We know that there are different misais vezin. A king is only allowed to use a sword. The Rambam already writes this also in Hilchos Sanhedrin, when the Rambam writes in Perek Yudalid, Arba misais nimsru lebezin. There are four misais which are given to bezin. Skila, sreifa, vahariga, besayif, vechenek. And then the Rambam writes afterwards, when he finishes discussing these four, in brief, the Rambam writes, "V'ein rishus lemelech la'arig ba'achas mehen ela b'sayif levad." The king doesn't have those four options. He's only allowed to use sayif, only allowed to use a sword. Now, the Mefarshim mutzazich to try to discover what's the makar for this halacha of the Rambam. The Shasham LeDavid has a beautiful diak. From the Mishnah itself, Arba Misois Nimsuru LeBeisdin. It's a mashma that Beisdin has the option of the four Misois, but a king doesn't. Also, in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, when the Mishnah discusses Misa Saif, so the Mishnah says that how is Saif done? It says, Metizin is Roishoi, his head is chopped off, Kiderech Sha Malchus Oise, same way that the Malchus does. Now, the Ritbaz writes that this is a makar for the Rambam. It sounds like Melachim, their way that they do it is by Dafka, by Saif. That's the way that they kill. So the Ritbaz writes in Perek Yudalid on the Rambam, this is the makar for the Rambam. The Rambam actually changes the Lashon from Malchus to Melachim. So it sounds like the Rambam specifically is coming to Medayik that this is the makar for Melachim. Not just the government, but it's the actual king. But the Chidah already, and Chaim Shaul, they bring this in the back of the Rambam, in the Kutim in the back of the Rambam, asks very, very shver, that if you go through the Sugya in Sanhedrin, it's before, that when it says, the Derech HaMalachim Oisim, it's not speaking about Jewish kings, it's speaking about Goyish kings. Because there is a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, exactly how skila is done. And the Gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to go like the Chachamim, derech hamalchus oisim, because of bechukaseim leiselecho. And Rabbanim felt they had no choice. Ayin sham of the Gemara. Al-Kabanim, derech shalachim oisim, lechair is referring to kings. And again, the Shoshana LeDavid says that might be why the Rambam changed from malchus to malachim. But anyways, it's schwer to discover where exactly is a makar for this Rambam. Again, to be medayik from the Lashon Bisas LeBeisdin, to say that from there the Rambam figured out that a king is only saif, is very schwer. So, looking for a makar, and is another question. The Rambam says a king can only kill the saif, like we said in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and in Hilchos Melachim. Kasha is, that the Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that Achan, who was killed by Yeshua, was killed because Yeshua had a din melech, and the melech, Yeshua, felt that Achan didn't behave the way he's supposed to, stole from the cherem, and therefore he was allowed to kill him. As I shit in Rambam. But if you look in the psukim in Navi, he did not kill him with skila. He killed him with sreifa, he didn't kill him with saif, he killed him with skila and with sreifa. Pasuk describes how he did skila to him, and sreifa to him, but he didn't kill him with a sword. So the Maratz Chayis, beginning of Torahs and Neviim, says Sarach Ian Gadol. The Rambam seems to be Soiser himself. If the Rambam holds that a king is only allowed to kill with a sword, and the Rambam writes Achim was killed because the king is allowed to kill someone who steals to stop people from having a situation of Hefkeres, like the Rambam discusses. So why didn't he kill with a sword? The Minchas Chinuch writes a very big chiddush. That there's two ways how a king could kill. The Rambam, when he discusses in Hilchos Melachim that a king kills only with a sword, the Rambam is discussing then in that same halacha someone who's mired by malchus. someone who the king instructed to go somewhere and didn't listen, or he blasphemed the king, he was disrespectful to the king. But the Rambam, and that's what the Rambam says, it has to be dafka with a sword. However, says the Michas Chinuch, the Rambam in, when he's discussing Achan, Achan wasn't married by Malchus. Achan went against Klal Yisrael, he stole from the Cherim, and the Rambam writes that when the Sanhedrin halachically can't kill, then the Melech has a right to go along if he sees it necessary to help, you know, close the deal. As the Rambam says, for example, if there's only one aid and the king feels that the right thing to do is to kill this person, he's allowed to. So that, says the Mitzvah Schinner, that doesn't need a sword, and that's why Achan was killed not with a sword. Now the Chassidut argues and says, no matter what, no matter how the king kills, he has to kill with a sword. And I found Rebecca Kamnetsky and Emes Yaakov on that Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that Gemara in Numbeis in Sanhedrin, Rebecca Kamnetsky brings a big raya against the Mitzvah. It doesn't actually bring the Mitzvah, but he brings a raya to the other side, a very strong raya. Why is the Rambam discussed twice the halachas that a king is only allowed to kill with a sword? That's its place, that's where it should be discussed. Why is the Rambam also mentioned this halacha in Hilchas Sanhedrin? In Sanhedrin, he's discussing Sanhedrin. In Melachim, he's discussing Melach. Why is he mentioned again in Hilchas Sanhedrin? So Rabbi Yaakov says, and he has a big pilpul about this, in Emes Yaakov and Sanhedrin. So Rabbi Yaakov, that the Rambam's writing over there to tell you that even when the king is finishing off a Misa in Sanhedrin, something that Sanhedrin couldn't take care of, it means it wasn't a Murray B'Malchus, it wasn't a Melech that could din. It was really a Sanhedrin din. Just Sanhedrin has a technical detail, they can't kill him because there's one aid, or there's some problem with the testimony, but we know that really the guy deserves to be killed. And still the king will kill him. Even so, Zuk the Rambam, he's only allowed to be killed with a sword. That's what the Rambam is stressing it over there. So it's a very strong raya, not like the Mitzvah Schinuch. But if we would sum this up, these two shittas, in a yeshivish way, we'd be able to explain it the following way. We would say that the Michas Chinuch holds that the only time a king is mechuyev to kill with a sword is when the person who sinned against him sinned against the king. So it's a Mar B'Malchus Dikah Halacha, so it needs a sword. But if the king is cleaning up some Sanhedrin's din, and the guy is Chayiv Misa, Skila really, Sreifah, you can't give it to him, so the king, of course, can now steps and he could give him that Skila, Sreifah, Harakana, whatever it is. Masha'enkein, the Chassid David, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that we mentioned, they hold that there's a din of the king himself, when the king, no matter what, whenever the king is killing someone, he's only, you know, through the king, it's only allowed to be Misa Saif. Al Kapanim, so that's the Kasha on by Achan, there's other Terutzim, we'd like to go on. We're looking originally, like we said, what is a Makar, Bachlau, for this Halacha of the Rambam, only Besaif? And even though we said that the Ridbaz says is a raif in Lashon HaMishnah that says that Saif is done Kederach HaMalchus, so it sounds like that's the way of kings, but we said the Chidah asks very stark enemy. He brings others that ask also that the Farish in the Sugya is speaking about a Geisha king, so that can't be the Makar of the Rambam. Yeah, of course, you can answer the Ridbaz, but it's Shver. So the Sefer told us to Adam from his Zalmul of Lashon, which is actually quoted by Rabbi Kivei Eger in his Agayis on the Rambam, he has a new makar from the Haftarah. In the Haftarah, in this week's parasha, when David HaMelech is giving last-minute instructions to Shlomo HaMelech, he gives him a word about Shimi ben Gera, who had been mevazeh David when David was running away from Avshalom. And the pasuk says in the Haftarah, "V'hinei imcha Shimi ben Gera ben Ayamini mibachurim, v'hu kilani klalanim retzes, and he gave me." If you remember the story, says David HaMelech to Shlomo, he gave me a very strong klala. B'yoyim lechti machanoim when I was running away, v'uyara the kvasi hayardein. But even though he was married b'machus, v'eshava loy v'Hashem leimer, I swore to him b'Hashem, saying, im amischa bechorev, if I will kill you with a sword, and therefore. And now, says David Shlomo, I'm going to pass on. I'm not going to kill him. I swore not to. But please, don't let him go free. You know what to do to him. You should make sure he goes to the caver in blood, with his blood. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Mishpatim asks the Kasha on the Pasuk in Av Torah and says, was Shimi a tippish? Why was he calmed by David who swore to him, he won't kill him with the swords. He won't kill him with the sword. He'll kill him some other way. As a fact, the Zohar, Parshas Mishpatim, Tav Kuv Zayin Lamed Beis. And the Zohar says two terutzim. Just we'll get there. So Razalmul Velazhner, the brother of Chaim Velazhner, he brings a kasha of the Zohar. He says the Rambam, because of that kasha, concluded that it must be that Shimi was calm because he knew the halacha is only allowed to be killed. If it's a king that's killing, only allowed to kill with a charb. He can only kill with a sword. So once David swore he's not going to kill him with a sword, so then he was calm. He wasn't scared anymore. Azai zogt evzamel evelajna. And Rabbi Kaveger adds that it's very meduyik in the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, this var from Rav Zalman V'Lashner. Why? Because we said in over there in Hilchas Malachim in Paragimel, he's discussing Halachas of Meir B'Malchus. And he gives an example right before the Rambam himself, Mamish B'Lashreinu, gives an example of Shimi ben Gera right before. So he says the Rambam means to you to realize that the next Halacha which he writes about the sword is also learned from Shimi ben Gera. Maratz Chiyus himself also in Taras Nevi'im brings something very similar. He says a few different places in Tanakh you find whenever a king killed, the Navi always stresses it was done with the sword. Just this riot from Naftar is much, much stronger because he calmed down Shimi by saying, I'm not going to kill you with a sword. And then Shimi felt safe. Now, so here we have a card for the Rambam, but again already everybody brings, the Chidasa brings, there's really a Tesefta in Sanhedrin and in Yerushalmi that says that a king is only allowed to kill with a sword. But here we have a Makar, at least we'll say a different way. We have a Makar for the Sefta, a Makar for the Yerushalmi, that a king is allowed to kill with a sword. You learn this from Navi, specifically this pasuk here by David HaMelech. Now what does the Zohar HaKadosh itself answer? The Zohar HaKadosh himself answers two terutzim, which we're going to now say over. One terut says the Zohar HaKadosh, that David HaMelech had the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Yud Kivavki, some other name, I don't know, engraved on his sword. On David HaMelech's sword, there was engraved Yud Kivavki. And all David HaMelech said was, that when I swore to him, we know that when someone makes a shvur with their eyes, it needs to hold a chayfetz, tefillin, Torah, take a look in the sugi and shvuas, in shvuas seidus, but he said, that what did I do? I held my sword, which had on it Shem Hashem. So when the Pasuk says the Zohar HaKadosh, here, when the Pasuk says, V'ashavalei V'Hashem Leimur im amischa becharev, you don't read it, I will not kill you with a sword. V'ashavalei V'Hashem Leimur im amischa, I swore if I will kill you. Becharev means I was holding onto my sword. And also fits into Lashon, V'Hashem, that's one teretz of the Zohar. So if he swore not to kill him in any matter whatsoever, another teret says the Zohar that David was telling Shlomo HaMelech, I swore not to kill him physically. I'm not to do a physical action. Sword's an example. Of course he means anything besides a sword. I'm not going to do anything physical against him. Says the Zohar, Shlomo understood from David that David was telling him, but you could kill him with Shem HaMefayrish, which is not a physical action. And the Chidon, as the Aris on the Zohar, says, that's why it says later on, he says he told Benio to go kill him, even though it says, you know, go, Pagaboy, hit him, but just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yachas HaMitzri, Chazal say by Yachas HaMitzri, the Shem HaFirish, so too, which Shlomo tells him, Leimar, says, Vaitzav, he commanded him, Lifgayaboy, by Shimi, he meant to say, use the Shem HaFirish. Maybe it was the Shem HaFirish that was on the sword, even. I'm not clear about that. Might be the actual Shem HaFirish that's on the sword itself. And he did nefesh, one of the Farsham desires, says it's beautiful. That's why in the Pasuk, he says, he says, bring him to the grave in his blood. What do you mean in his blood? Anybody that's killed, you know, there's blood. It means to say, most deaths, blood is spilled here and there. Here, if you kill him, Shem HaFirish, so he's going to go with all his blood, no spilled blood, he'll go with all his blood into the cave. Now, very interesting. Where did this sword, David, get this sword from? So, I saw in the Pardes Yosef HaKadosh, beginning of Mishpatim, in the Rav Mandelbaum, in the parts he adds to the old Pardes Yosef, he brings that the Midbrook Demus Mechida writes that Avraham had a sword with Shem Hashem on it, which he passed over to Yitzchak, which he gave over to Yaakov, and Esav wanted that sword very much. The sword was a very special sword. What was so special about the sword? So the Mefarish on the Chidah says to look at the Chidah in Bagdemus when he discusses Misu Shelach. When the Chidah discusses Misu Shelach, he writes that in the time of Misu Shelach, there were so many Shadim in the world, and the Chidah says why there were so many Shadim in the world, Ayin Sham, there were so many Shadim in the world that people were dying all over the place. And Misu Shelach davened to Hashem to help him deal with the Shadim. Hashem instructed Misu Shelach, right, Noach's grandfather, to write Hashem's name on his sword, to engrave his name onto his sword. And this sword, Misu Shelach used to kill off all the Shadim, except Mamish, a few left and kept them under control. Take a look in the Chidah, Midbark Demis, under Misu Shelach. And he says, actually, the word Shelach means sword, and Mace, the Shelach, because when he died, Misu Shelach had the sword buried with him. But the Farshim say this sword eventually came to Avram, who passed it to Yitzchak, gave it to Yaakov. Now Yaakov had the sword. And Esav wanted the sword, because he could fight Shadim. Very, very good sword. And he was chaymed the sword, and the Chidah brings from Rav Lezer Rekeach the Rishon, one of the Bali Taisfis, who says that when Yaakov was selling the Bechayra, what Esav really wanted wasn't just the Nezir Adashim, he also wanted the sword. Ha'adim ha'adim ezeh maybe means the sword was made out of some type of red metal, some type of red gold. Take a look in the Chidah. He also wanted not just the Zir Adashim, he also wanted along with it the Scharif. A big Chiddush, the Chidah brings this in Midbark Demis from Rav Lezer, the Baal Taisfis. So he says, that's the Pshat in this week's Parsha, when Yaakov Inu says, I gave you Shechem Achad Shalakachti Miyad the Emayri, and Rashi says in one of his Pshatim, I got the Bechayra from Esav. Shechem means the extra Bechayra. Shechem means Chelek, the portion. Shalakachti Miyad the Emayri, which I took from Esav. Rashi explains two reasons why Esav is called Emayri. Becharbi Vakashti. So he says, Becharbi, he says the Chidah according to this, Becharbi means with that special sword by selling it to Esav. I don't know how I learned Vakashti, but Becharbi is a special sword. He had a special sword which went to Esav. Well, so the part of Esav HaChadosh, maybe somehow the sword ended up, maybe when Esav was killed, maybe, ended up coming back to Klai Yisrael, and this is the sword that David HaMelech owned. Amazing. So this is the Zohar HaKadosh giving two answers to the Kasha. One teretz that the Zohar HaKadosh answers is, again, that David HaMelech meant to say, I swore not to kill him in any way at all, but I swore it while I was holding the sword. Or, and not to kill him with a maisa, like a sword represents a physical action, but kill him with Shem of Fayrish. Now the Gaius Ben Ai, which is printed in the back of the Rambam, says that Lechaira, the Zohar, Ishver, and the Rambam, he could say, okay, it's not a kasha. Maybe the Rambam wants to say his own teretz, like Zalmullah said. But Lechaira, he wants to make that the Rambam and the Zohar HaKadosh should go together. What's the problem? Why don't they work out? The Zohar HaKadosh, Befeirish, learns that David HaMelech is allowed to kill any way he wants. And the Rambam said that he's only allowed to kill with a sword. Now the truth is in the Sefer Chavetzel HaSasharin from Ramatul Kalabach, from Yerushalayim. So he says, based on the famous Asar of the Biskirov, that there's a regular din of Arugi Malchus, Mari B'Malchus, and a special din of Mari B'Malchus based David. So he says, if so, we have a Teres of Akasha, that maybe David, one of the Chedush of Malchus based David, they're allowed to kill anyway. Lav Dafka with a sword. A regular king is only allowed to kill with a sword. And now that's why the Rambam learns that halacha. But Malchus based David is allowed to kill any single way. And with that, he answers another kasha. The Prashas Drachim asks a kasha that why was Shimon ben Gera considered being married by Malchus? In that kufa, when David was running away, the Rishami says in Ahurius that David and Malchus not have been a king. And if he would have been chayte, he wouldn't bring a sire of a nasi, he would bring a regular sire. So he wasn't considered a nasi. So why is Shimon being considered a married by Malchus? Says Ramatul Kalbach, is very good. He wasn't married by Malchus. David wasn't a king. But he was married to Malchus based David by not acknowledging that David one day will be the right king. So it's considered a merida in David himself. Or David's going to come back to be king. You look in the Pesukim, he was married to Mezalzel in David himself. The Sefer Ben Ari in the Agayis on the Rambam says another two terutzim. And I have an aura on these two terutzim. What are his two terutzim? To answer how to make the Rambam work out with the Zayir. Says, two different nuschayis. Yes, one nusach is there's a halacha by a melech that the halacha by Sanhedrin. Excuse me, halacha by Sanhedrin. Whenever Sanhedrin can kill with a misa that they're mechoyiv to give, that's they're mechoyiv to give skila, and the guy somehow they can't give skila. The guy's running away, shreifa, and they can't get him. Then the halacha is allowed to kill him any way they want. So he says, if so, that's what Shimon Dava was telling Shimon Gera. He's saying, I'm not going to kill you with a sword. So the Zayar says, well, if he's not going to kill him with a sword, then Shimi says, okay, and really, of course, the Ikra Din is a sword, but if you can't kill him with a sword, you're going to kill me some other way. That's why Shimi was concerned. That's one teretz of the Ben Aryeh. Agoyis Ben Aryeh is printed, always, there's also Agoyis Ben Aryeh, sometimes back of the Gemara, this is the back of the Rambam. Another teretz he says is that a sword includes other weapons which are used against a person. As long as it's not skila, sreifa, or chenek, it's included in sword. What's this? Even though the Gemara actually in Sanhedrin discusses you have to chop off the head, or if you could stab the person, Rabbi Yaakov discusses it by Richas and Emes Yaakov, but he tells us it's included. He has a right to this. Why? Everybody knows that the Gemara in Kedushin brings the pasuk how David is considered having killed it's a pasuk in Shmuel, but David is considered having killed Uriah Chiti, Becherev B'nei Amon. Now, if you look in Navi, they didn't actually kill Uriah, Becherev B'nei Amon. They killed him by shooting him with arrows. Teretz says it's all included in Cherev. So that's another Teretz that he says. Chayra, these Terutzim of the Ben Aryeh, the guys Ben Aryeh, are Shver. I'll tell you why I think so. If David makes a Shvua not to kill Becherev, and really the Ikr Chiv of a Melech is to kill Becherev, just the Cherev includes other weapons, or if you go the first Malach of the Ben Aryeh, if you can kill with a Cherev, then there's other backup plans, but if David's making a Shvua, he's not going to kill Becherev, so then David making a Shvua that there's no Chiyuv Misa on this person, Bechlal Becherev, it's going to include any other Misa also. You're not going to be allowed to go along and kill another way, because David took away the Ikr Chiyuv of Misa. So, Chayr, the Kasha is still Shver. And over here, it's absolutely Marib Malchus, so you won't even be able to try the Minchas Chinuch Teretz of when the king is just cleaning something up, you work with another way. So, the Zayir L'Chayra doesn't go with the Ram unless we go with the Teretz that we said before from the Chavetz Chaim Sasharim. Anyways, that was the Shir we're giving this week on the Haftaira. Everybody have a good Shabbos. Sha'abi Zeichet to the Bracha of the Tzibur, when they all say together, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek.